Welcome back, friends. This is part three of my 2017 goal setting series. Does anybody else out there get the heebie-jeebies hearing the word goal setting? Then you are in the right place, my friend. As we talked about in part one, we're doing this differently. We are sifting through all the noise and distractions, and we're doing goal uncovering. We're taking our time. We're taking big leaps. We're making what matters happen little by little. And if you're just joining us, you aren't late to this party. There is nothing magical about January 1st. So go to my blog at lauracasey.com/blog and you can read part one and part two and enjoy. We have some fun things ahead in this post together. Step seven. This step is so important. Here's where the magic starts to happen. Read over all that you've written so far in the first six steps. And circle, mark, or sticker things that stand out to you. Look for common threads or themes. Add to what you've written if needed. Refine and get messy here. Dig through what you've written so far and see if you can find any themes. And I'd love to hear one of the things that stands out to you in what you've written so far. So let me know in the comments on my blog. There are no wrong answers here. An interesting thread that I found as I sifted back through what I wrote is running. I do not run. I mean, I run after kids, but I don't run for exercise. Walking is more my speed. But the times I race Grace down the driveway or leap over a crack in the sidewalk with her on the way to somewhere or swoop the babies up in both arms and run out to see our cow farmer mailman Walter at the mailbox, something lights up in me. I don't know what that's about exactly yet. But it keeps coming to mind. More about that in a minute. Step number eight. With everything you have written down thus far in mind, what are you going to need to say yes to more often in order to cultivate what matters in 2017? And what are you going to need to say no to? Saying no to one thing means you are saying yes to something better. Write out your list of what you're saying yes to in 2017 and what you're saying no to. Or say them out loud right now. There are no wrong answers here, friends. My answers are pictured on my blog, and I'm going to read some of them for you now. On my no list is non-essentials, worry, fear, hesitation, complaining, which I've learned is not trusting God and it's ingratitude. I'm saying no to possessions and acquiring things and commitments without checking in about whether or not I've prayed about it. Whether or not it helps me to draw closer to God, and whether or not it's life-giving. On my yes list is teaching my children well, light, the essentials of God and His Word, heaven and being my home as my focus, my family, prayer, stillness, taking it slowly, day by day, little by little, letting go, reading the Bible, the whole Bible again, which is a little clue about one of my goals, I think. Loving on each of our children in the individual ways they feel most loved, and so much more. So get specific. What are the things that you are saying yes to and no to? Now, my lists were a big mix of big picture things like saying no to non-essentials and specific everyday things like saying yes to loving on each of our children in the individual ways they feel most loved. Post yours on my blog or keep yourself accountable by writing it down and posting it somewhere you can see it often. Now, this was a very helpful step for me. In my no list, I came up with the little check-in that I just shared with you to help me evaluate whether or not purchases, projects, or potential commitments on my calendar are worth saying yes to. My check-in is this: three things. Number one, have I prayed about it? Number two, does it honor or help other people draw closer to God? And number three, is it life-giving? I've already used this check-in several times since writing this list, and it has been so helpful. So feel free to snag this idea and make your own check-in too. Step number nine, this is one of the most popular steps in our whole series that we've been doing for the last 6 years. Pick a word for 2017. When you look at all you've written so far, what word keeps popping up in your mind? What one word most resonates with you for the year ahead? Helping to pull together all that you've uncovered so far. Now, if you don't know, here are some tips to help you uncover your word. First, I like to make a list of a few possible words that resonate with me, even if I think they aren't exactly right. Then I get old school and I get out the dictionary. Okay, dictionary.com. And when I look at the definition of each word and its origin, and also looking at synonyms and antonyms, it is amazing what you can discover. And a note of freedom here. Think about this as a word for the season ahead, not for all of time. It doesn't have to be perfect, and you have permission to change your mind later on. Rather than thinking of the whole year, I find so much freedom thinking of just the season ahead. Once you have your word, write it down. Write that word in prominent places in your life. This will help you to simplify your direction and focus. Put your word on a post-it in your car. Put it on a note literally inside of your fridge. I have a post-it in my fridge. Make it your computer desktop. Write it anywhere and everywhere to remind yourself of where you're going. My word for 2017 is light. I didn't expect this to be my word when I started my power sheets or this process, but that's the beauty of the process. As I uncovered more and more of what mattered and what didn't, with every page, the word light kept popping up. Light is what makes things grow well, illuminates the darkness, and leads us on the pathway home. I love this word, and there are so many beautiful scriptures about God's light. Whew, that was fun. I love doing this work with you, and I'll be back next for part 4.